It is now 3:44 at News 92 FM. We're at about 52 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Charles in for Mike Barajas, along with Bonnie Petrie. And it is Friday. That means it's time to go to the movies. And a movie guy, Paul Preston at themovieguys.net, is joining us live now. It's my first chance to actually talk to Paul.
Yeah, this is great.
This week we've got a couple of lighthearted comedies, which I kind of like lighthearted comedies.
Yeah,
every now
fun.
And then you need an escape. The first one is Wanderlust. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, let's play that.
This is a commune.
We prefer intentional community.
We're not a bunch of hippies sitting around playing guitar.
Welcome to the Elysium community.
It's not like we're signing a lease. We'll give it a month.
2 weeks.
There's Jennifer Aniston, Paul. She's been trying to become a legit movie star for years. Is this film going to do it for her?
Oh, not this one. The studios moved this one from last fall already, a little sign of no confidence, perhaps. It's about, downsizing in America. Paul Rudd's a corporate guy, loses his job, and he and his wife, Jennifer Aniston, end up in a gypsy, hippie, commune-type place, and the big city folk out-of-water jokes continue. They run into a nudist, they witness a natural birth, which is nasty. But the director of this film made a great movie called Role Models, which I can highly recommend you go out and rent. That movie is hilarious.
All right, cool. Let's real quick, because I want to talk about Bully if we have time, and often we run out of time. Sure. Let's talk real quick about Friends with Kids.
Yes, that's opening this weekend as well. An indie feeling film from Jennifer Westfeldt, who wrote a film called Kissing Jessica Stein many years ago. Real quick, this is about a couple who hang out with two other couples in New York all the time, best friends. The two other couples have kids. So I'm ready, as a guy who's living the eternal adolescence out in Los Angeles and won't be having kids, I'm ready to see the hilarity ensue as the couple watch the people who have kids just kind of go down this rabbit hole of wacky hijinks, parental stumbling blocks, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then the plot of the movie is the two people who aren't married to each other decide to have a kid just because they want to do it too. So really, the guy who went there to see the parents made fun of and goofed on doesn't get what he wants, and the people who are parents to go to this movie look at this sort of shallow, emotionless way of raising a kid and say, I don't know if there's many laughs in that. There's good dialogue, but eventually you're just waiting out the romantic comedy stereotypes for the, to unfold. And some of the dialogue's good for that wait, but otherwise it's not entirely fresh.
So if you sent somebody to the movies this weekend, would you choose one of those or something else altogether?
The Artist.
You have got to get off this Artist thing.
they don't just hand out Best Picture. So
I know. And I just loved, I told you, I just loved The Descendants, too. That was just fantastic.
Also great.
They're still playing in Houston at the River Oaks Theater. Okay, let's go to Bully so that we can talk about it a little bit. Here's a piece of sound from it.
As I said, he's a geek. Some kids have told him that he's worthless to go hang himself. And I think he got to the point where enough was enough.
Tonight, a tragic situation.
A Perkins boy, just 11 years old, believed to have been desperate enough to take his own life.
Now, the film rating board has rated this one. It's a documentary, but they rated it R. What's the purpose here? What is the rating for?
Mostly for profanity. But the kids talk how kids sometimes talk in schools, in this documentary. But the R rating keeps the film from being seen by a lot of people for whom the film may do the most good. So there's a big online campaign now to get this movie down to a PG-13 so kids can see it and understand about bullying and understand how prevalent it is in schools and how negative it is. And the filmmaker, the studio head, Harvey Weinstein's out there doing a great push as well to try and get a better rating. He fought for Blue Valentine, got that an R rating. He fought for The King's Speech, but failed. Unfortunately, that movie is still rated R, although it only has 10 expletives, and it's an otherwise innocuous film. So they got strict ratings, guidelines that sometimes you need to just take a different glance at a movie when you go and rate it. But the MPA has still given this one an R. There's petitions online, if you feel the same, go out there and find them. I think this movie should be seen by the people for whom it could do the most good.
All right, thank you so much, Paul. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net, with a look at your movies. And he says, don't go see what's out there.
Pretty much don't go to anything except if it won an Academy Award.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty.